depends for Bnei Eretz Yisrael or for Bnei Bovel. In other words, where they're rich and they have Avodim, then Rashi says we have to be afraid for the Zuzal of the Avodim. Now there we have to answer and say even small ones you can't use, because we're afraid maybe the Avodim will use big ones and say they use small ones. Mashen Kein, hold on, us that don't have any Avodim, so Melo by us, if we're matter, if we say it's mutter to use a small one, we won't come to be afraid, we'll come to use a big one also. Versus Rav Papi, Ikloi Levei Mashmuel. Rav Papi went to visit Mashmuel on Yomtif. Isilei Daisa, they brought in front of him some cereal. In other words, chopped up wheat. V'lo Yochel did not want to eat it. Why? Because he held Mestam, which he held was chopped up on Yomtif, and he held us also to do it. For the Gemara, Vidilma of Mahteshes Katana, of Dua, maybe it was chopped up in a small chopper that we just got finished saying it's mutter. And the Gemara 9, the Chazia Davidai Tvei, he saw it was very fine. So since it was ground up so fine, he knew for sure it was done by a big grinder, which is also to do on Yom Tov. But the Gemara Vaduma Miyesmol Avdua, good, it was ground up very fine. But how did he know to be Choshedel Ledivitrei on Yom Tov? Maybe it was ground up yesterday on Erev Yom Tov. Now the Gemara the Chazayu Tevei Kolef Tziyore. He saw that the shell pieces were still shining. In other words, he knew it was ground today. If it would have been ground yesterday, it wouldn't have been shining the way it is. The boy is saying another teretz is shani beimah shmuel diika fritzusa diavli. But even if it was chopped up in a small grinder, still by Mashmuel's house, it should be also. Because since he had a lot of avodim, like we learned before, but mokim, we have avodim, we have to be afraid maybe the avodim will use even big ones, and they'll lie and say they did it on small ones. So in a place where the person has avodim, it's even also to use, even a small one, even a small grinder is also to use. Therefore, a papa did not want to eat from the cereal that Mashmuel served him. Yeah, the Mishnah says weiter, Ha-boirer kitnius b'yomtif. If somebody wants to separate, he has beans, the good ones from the bad ones on yomtif. They're on Shabbos, that's also to do in certain ways. That's the melechas of boirer. So Beishamai Yemi Beishamai says that boirer oichel, you'll have to pick out the ones you want to eat, be oichel and eat it. There's the same way you'll have to do this on Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Mashenken, you're not allowed to pick out the bad ones, and because that's called Borer. Ubeisilu Oymin Beisilu says, Borer Kedarkoi. No, you're allowed to pick out even the bad ones. Let's say you have a bunch of grapes, and there are a few bad ones there. You're allowed to go on Yom Tov to pick out the bad ones. In other words, Borer is Mutter on Yom Tov, since it's called Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Bechekoi, you could pick it out. Bechekoi. So Bechekoi means like in his lap. Bechnoin. With a basket of a tamchoi with a plate. In other words, if you only borrow a small amount, that's mutter to do, because now we see clearly it's being done today for today's purpose of Yom Tov. V'loi b'tavla, but you can't use a tray or on top of a table to store it on. V'loi b'napa, not on a fan. V'loi b'kavra, not on a sieve. As these things are thereof to do a lot at a time, so it looks like you're doing it for more than just Yom Tov, then it's awesome. Rabbi Gamliel Leiner, af madiach, you're not even wash it off with water. V'shayla and soak it into water. That the Gemara explains that's another type of a burr of separating. If you throw it into water, so the good kernels that's edible falls to the bottom, and the bad stuff floats on top. So even though that's a ma'isa burr, the kitsa burr is mutter to do on Yom Tov. Versus Tanya Amar of Gamliel. Bamed bar mamurim, when did we say that Beisil is matter to pull out the psilis? Even if you have a few bad grapes there, you're allowed to pull them out on Yom Tov. When there are more good grapes than bad grapes. Therefore, it's easier to pull out the bad grapes. That's what's mutter. Let's say you have like 100 bad grapes and only 20 good grapes there. So then, everybody holds, you're only allowed to pull out the 20 good grapes and you have to leave over the 100 bad grapes. Because here there's more tirch involved. Here, even according to Beis Hillel, there's much more bother involved of pulling out all the bad ones. It's much easier rather just to pull out the good ones. So in a case where there's more bother the other way, you have to do the kits of the less bother. For the Gemara Stamakasha, Psoilus Merubal Oichel, in the case that you have much more Psoilus than you have Oichel, Miika Man Deshori, is anybody Matis Rashkan's able to move it, to touch it? It's like Muksa. If you have 100 that are not edible, and you have 20 that's edible, the 20 is bottled to the rave, the whole thing should be like Muksa. So Mora says, I'll tell you, we're talking about such a case, dinofesh betircha, vizuta b'shiurai. Really, there's much more, as far as amount goes, there's more good than bad. But it's nofesh tircha, it's a lot of tircha to get out this bad. In other words, let's say you have like 20 big melons there, and you have, let's say, 20 small grapes, rotten grapes there. So to go to pill out the 20 rotten grapes will be much harder than to just take away the 5, let's say, big melons. So even though Bishiyurei, there's more good than bad, but since it's harder to take out the bad in such a case, here you're supposed to take out the Eichel. That's where the Gemara is saying, Beisilus Moedam, where it's easier to just pull out the few melons you have, rather than going to look for the small, for the few small grapes, you're supposed to do the less tircha rather than the more tircha. All right, turn over. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel Loiner af mediach b'sheila. You're even allowed to wash off the fruits, or else put them into water, let them float in water. Tanya, we learned. Omer Rebbe Lozab Reb Tzadik. This was the way in the house of Rabbi Gamliel they used to do. They would bring a pitcher, a deli, full, a pitcher full, a bucket full of lentils. They would throw water on top of it. Then into it would come out that the food, the lentils, would fall to the bottom. And the shaft would float on top. For the Marvatan Yipcha, we learn just the opposite, that the food goes on top and the psyllus go on bottom. Like Kasha, there's no stira. If you're talking about getting the dirt off, the sand, that falls to the bottom. Then the sand will go all the way to the bottom and the Eich would be on top. Gili, if you're talking about just getting away the Kash, just getting away the shaft, that flows to the top and the Eich is in between. So the kids see you have Eich in the middle and the shaft, the straw part floats on top. And the dirt part, the sand part, that goes all the way on the bottom. And this is mutter, because that's the burr that you do on a little bit, just what you want for Yom Tif, that's called the Melechef. Oichol Nefesh, that's mutter. Vayte Beishama, Yermin Beishama, says, Ein Mishalchin V'Yom Tif Elamolis, Monis. If you want to send a present to your friend on Yom Tif, you could only send him a portion of food. Monis means ready-made food, like Rashi says, either a piece of meat or a piece of fish that's already cooked. Beisilu says, Mishalchin behema chayiv yoif. You're allowed to send to your friend an animal, a chayiv or a chicken, bein chayiv bein shrutin. Even though they're alive now and he can't eat it right now, still it's mutter. Because he, the meister, could do a meister shrit, he could shecht them and could eat it today. So since it's possible for him to use it, you're allowed to send it. Mishalchin yeinois. You're allowed to send on yantif wine, shmonim oil, the siltas flour, the kitnios and beans. But you can't send tfua wheat, because wheat is not right to be used on Yom Tif, because you have to grind it, and you should have ground it yesterday, it's also to grind it today. Rabbi Shimon mati b'tfua. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's mutter. In other words, Rashi says, because maybe you use a small grinder that we had before, it's mutter, and even though you can't do such a good job, it doesn't come out so fine, maybe you use it just to cook up. You won't talk to use it to make fine flour to bake with, you use it to cook it up. So since it could be used on Yom Tif, it's mutter according to Rabbi Shimon. Mor says, Tony Rabbi Yechiel, Obovad, Shlo Yasenu Bishura. That's if he still says you could send it to your friend an animal, but you should not send it with a lot of people. Then Rashi says it looks like you're sending it to the marketplace, that's also. Tony, we learned, Ein Shura Pchusa Mishlesha. You have to have at least 3 people, that looks like you're sending it to the marketplace, then it's also. Even though really you're only sending this animal to your friend, but it's also to send it with 3 people, it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace to do business, that's also in Yom Tov. Fred Gemara, Boy Ravashi, Tolosa Gavri, let's say you're sending 3 people, but for Tolosa Mini, and each person's carrying something else, one's taking an animal, one's taking a chai, one's taking a knife, take the marbleis by salt, because this mutter or not. Do we say since each one has a different thing, it's like 1-1-1? Or do we say since Lamaisi is sending all 3 together, it's awesome? We have Shimon Mate Betfua. Rabbi Shimon says you even allowed to send Tfua. Tanya, we learned Rabbi Shimon Mate Betfua. Kegoin Chitim, you're allowed to send wheat. Lasas Mehem Ludius, because you can make a dish. That's the type of a food you eat, cooked wheat. Soirim, you're allowed to send barley. Lit and Lefne Bemtik, because some people give it for their animals to eat. You're allowed to feed your animals on Yom Tif. Adoshim, lentils. Lasos men resisim. That's the type of a food you make with adoshim, since it could be used on Yom Tif, you're allowed to send it on Yom Tif. Mishnah says weiter, Mishalchin kelim, you're allowed to send clothing, bein tfurim, if they're all sewn, nor if they're wearable, Dein Shainim Tfurim, even if they're not sewn together yet, still you can send the clothing. The Gemara will say why it's Roy, what you can use it on for on Yontif. The Afal Pi Sheish Ben Klaim, another Kiddush. Even though it's Klaim, it's made from linen and wool, still you're allowed to send it on Yontif. Vehein Letzarach HaMoed, providing it's something that they're going to use on Yontif. Or no, somehow the Gersa, the Afal Pi Shein Letzarach HaMoed, even though it's not for Letzarach HaMoed, still it's Mutter. Avoloi Sandal HaMasumer, you're not allowed to send somebody the sandals that have pikes, nails coming out of it. That we have the Gemara on Shabbos, that the Rabbanan asked that it's also to wear it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So therefore you're not allowed to send it today, because you're not allowed to wear it today. And people, if you send it, people think, maybe you're allowed to use it. For Loi Manol Shein HaTofer, you can't send a shoe that's not sewn. Or a shoe that's not sewn together yet completely, it's not usable, it has no use, you can't send it on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Loi Manol Lovin, even a shoe that's completely sewn, but if it's still white, in other words, you did not blacken it yet, you didn't blacken the leather, it's not usable, it's not wearable yet, you can't send it. Because you have to have a person to dye it black. This is the general cloud, that kol shen oisen by b'yomtif, any time you could use it and have enjoyment from it on yomtif, mishalchen oisei, you're allowed to send it to your friend on yomtif. Zumara says, bishlei metfurin choz l'malbush, sending clothing that's sewn already, Pshiti, you could use it to wear it. Shein Tfurin Namichoz Lechsuyi. Even if you're sending material that's not sewn together yet, it's also usable. You could use it or Lechsuyi to cover things with. El Klayim, Fratigmar Klayim, something that's made from wool and linen, Lemaichozi, you can't have any anor from it, so why are you allowed to send it on Yom Tov? Hichitem, maybe you tell me, Chozi Lemaimuch, to say, you could sit underneath it, like Klayim you can't wear, put on top of you. But maybe you're allowed to sit and use it for a pillow, or use it for a chair, or for a mat, and sit on top of it. For a tiny, we go to the Brice, not like that, but tiny, the Pesach says, lo yalo alech, you're not allowed to put it on top of you, Klayim. Avolato yochol atia tachtecha, midiraisa, you're allowed to use Klayim for a sheet underneath you. Avolom rukachomim, but the chomim and the rabbonim, they said, also lasas kain, you're not allowed to use Klayim even underneath you to sit on top of. Because it's a zera shema tichruch leinein malbasarai. Maybe one string of the klayim will wrap around your basar, and you'll be having enjoyment from it. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. That's also to do stam. So therefore you can't even sit on top of the klayim. So why can you send a klayim on Yom Tov if you have no use from it? Tichitayim, maybe you'll answer me. Demasik midi b'nei b'nei. Here we're talking about, let's say you make a mattress out of the klayim. And on top of the mattress you put a sheet. So there's something dividing between you and the klayim. There's no gzera. The string will come around your body. Maybe there it's mutter. So therefore you could send it on Yom Tov. The Gemara says no, even that is also. The Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Rabbi Yosi ben Shol, Omer Rabbi Mishum Kol HaKadisha de Yerushalayim, that Afilu Esther Matzoyt, even if you have 10 sheets, Zu Agav Zu, one on top of another, Uklayim, Zu Agav Zu, Uklayim Tachtayim, and you have Klayim underneath them, still also Leishin Aleim, you can't sit on top of these, lie down on top of the sheets. So you see, even though the klayim is way underneath it, it's mechal the gzera not to sit on top of klayim. So if so, what kind of hanor enjoyment could you have from klayim? So the Gemara answers, Ela bevilut. I'll tell you, you could use it for a curtain. Use it to put up for a curtain to divide a room. That's mutter. There's no issa klayim. For the Gemara of Omer Ula said, Nifnei ma Omer, why was it learned that vilon tomei? Why is a vilon, a curtain, called a kli? Or that's a kli. That's mechal tumah. What purpose does it have? How does the person use it? In other words, it has to be clear that a person uses. What kind of use do you have from a curtain? Because the shamish warms itself up against the vilon, the curtain. In other words, sometimes you wrap yourself up with the bottom of the curtain to warm yourself up. So therefore it should be yasa to make a curtain out of klayim. We should have observed, maybe you come to wrap yourself up with this klayim. So how can you send even a curtain? How can you send if it's made from klayim? So the Gemara answers, Elo, Elo,